Another important week for us, as it is every week, against a good team that's lost 8 straight at home, I think. So they're hungry to get their first home win. Tough against the run. I mean, I think they're ranked in top 10 against the run, allowing I think 80 something yards per game. So that's going to be a big challenge for our front to get after it and open up the run. Obviously, that's very important for our offense. And you know, good stout veteran team, different scheme 3-4. Than we saw last week, and it's going to be important for us to keep handling success and how we do that. And it's going to be a good week for us. It gets a good opponent, good challenge, and we're looking forward to it. So,
as you guys have had more success with your short passing games, are you seeing defenses kind of inch their way up to try to defend that?
No, not really, not yet. I mean, I'd definitely be surprised if, or I wouldn't be surprised if they do. Again, I mean, we'll make adjustments as they do, and the good thing is in our offense, I mean, there's always different options on every pass play, whether you go deep or medium or short. So, we'll make adjustments as they make adjustments.
The bubble screen play you scored with Percy on last game, is that something you enjoy, just making a quick throw and let him do the rest of the
yeah,
work?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, makes my job easy when you can throw a short pass and still counts as a 10-yard touchdown pass. I mean, that's good for me, so.
And just his ability to stretch defenses.
It is important. He's an important part of this offense, and I always got the speed to get downfield, and we're going to keep using him and keep getting downfield. But also the thing is, I mean, he's just like Percy, where we can throw him a short pass, and he can break tackles and make guys miss like we saw in the preseason, and we're going to keep giving him shots.
He went through that workout before the game because he woke up with the thing, and yeah. You went to him though on the first pass play. Did he look right to you, or could you tell something was up with him?
No, I mean, he looked like he was fine. I mean, you know, when he first got out there, I mean, he was kind of hesitant in making cuts, but as he went through that warm up, I mean, he looked fine. So, I don't know what his deal is going to be. I'm assuming he's going to be playing.
The way you respond to those two interceptions on Sunday, do you think you'd respond that same way, Lester?
I don't know. That's hard to say. My confidence is probably a lot higher than it was last year. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Do higher percentage passes help you come back from something like that? Just kind of.
Yeah, I think so. I think especially the quarterback position. It's important to establish a rhythm, and as you establish the rhythm, establishes confidence. To connect on shorter passes and build that confidence again. I mean, that definitely helps.
A bad decision, because the first one, it looks like if you get the ball out in front of him, it's a catch.
Yeah,
the second
sure.
one, the guy does a pretty good job sinking under.
Yeah, the first one was just a horrible throw. I mean, the guy's wide open and I missed him, and that's always good. And then the second one, if I would have waited a half second more, I would have let him clear that linebacker and it would have been a catch. So I wouldn't really say bad decisions, more bad throws, and just waited a half second longer on that second one.
Chris, when you have a guy like Kyle and his size and catch radius, does that allow you to maybe make throws that you wouldn't with another guy because you can put it in spots where?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. His height is definitely an advantage, and his ability to jump, and he's got long arms, and he's basically going to catch anything that's close to him. So I trust him in that fact, and if we have a mismatch on somebody, I'm put it up and let him get it.
Is he one of those guys with the way he uses his body and how strong his hands are that even when he's covered, he might not be exactly covered?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly how I feel. And I trust him that, even if it is a bad ball or if the defender's going to make a play, he's so big that he's going to knock it down and not let them catch the ball. So, we've seen it in last year and in the preseason and this year that, he creates mismatches no matter how much covered he is and who's covering him. So, we're going to keep utilizing him and keep giving the ball.
I think it was the game at Washington last year where he had the concussion.
Yeah.
And then we talked a lot in preseason about, diving head first and stuff. Do you feel like, in your second season now, you have a better feel for how to protect your body and still get
running? Yeah, I think so. I mean, this game's a lot different than college, and, the hits hurt a lot worse. And obviously, I got to keep doing a better job of protecting myself. And I think I'm getting smarter about it and learning, the proper way to do it. So.
They picked up that flag on you.
I know. That was crap. So, looking back on film, it probably didn't deserve a flag. So,
how's the knee?
Good. I mean, it's fine. I mean, a little stiff, but it'll be fine. So,
you
Still doing treatment daily on it, though?
Yeah, you know, just precautionary. Keep working the swelling out, but, I mean, it's not really bothering me at all.
Without disparaging the guys who were here last year, how much more comfortable are you with the protection unit and the way things are functioning this year?
Well, the offensive line's playing tremendously well. You can tell just the chemistry they have and the amount of communication they have on the line. I mean, they're doing such a great job, and they're really gelling together. And not only the pass protection, but opening up the holes in the run game, I mean, they couldn't be playing any better.
When you look at this offense and how young it is, do you allow yourself to sort of gaze into the future and look there? Or
no,
is it just...
we don't have the time to do that. The NFL is obviously we got to focus on our opponent every week. And, we're sitting at a good spot right now at 4-1, and the offense is playing well. But it goes back to, going back to Wednesday practice. I mean, we got to focus fully on Washington and not really look to the future. And but the good thing is we do have a young team, and we're going to keep getting better and progress each week, and that's kind of what we want to do. So,
were you relieved when you found out it's not going to be a long-term deal for Jerome?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we want him back, and we want him on the field, and obviously he's a heck of a player. So, we'll see what he does this week, and, I don't know. I'm not really sure what the plan is yet.
He'll work in eventually, but are you surprised you guys have got? I mean, came in with such big expectations, being such a big important part of the offense. Are you surprised you've gotten to where you are 4-1 without?
No, I mean, we got a lot of depth at the receiver position, and having the veteran guys like Michael Jenkins and Devin Aromashadu and Steven Burton's really stepped in, and those guys are consistent in what they do, and they catch the ball when they need to, and they're doing a great job, and obviously Jerome's gonna be even better, and when we put him on the field, but we're winning without him, and so we've shown that we have all the right pieces, but we definitely want Jerome out there.
With the way the offensive line has been playing, how much more confidence does that give you to just kind of sit in there and wait for things to develop?
A lot of confidence. There's still that internal clock in your head that goes off, but I have the confidence to get to those third, fourth reads, and watching, I mean, especially this past game, watching on film, I mean, the pocket is huge a lot of the time, and they're doing such a tremendous job. So,
all right, thanks,
guys.